A debt is an asset which can be bought or sold. Ordinary debts are not chargeable assets for CGT purposes. Therefore, if an original creditor assigns a debt to someone else, no gain or loss will arise. Purchased debts, i.e. debts not accruing to the original creditor but purchased from someone else, are chargeable assets, and gains or losses will accrue when those debts are either satisfied or sold on. For example, assume Jack owes £50,000 to Ronald. Jack is the debtor, while Ronald is the original creditor. Ronald has a valuable asset, being the right to obtain £50,000 from Jack. Ronald is having problems obtaining the repayment of the loan, so he assigns the debt to Reginald for £45,000. Jack now owes £50,000 to Reginald, the new creditor. An ordinary debt is not a chargeable asset in the hands of the original creditor, so no loss will be allowed for Ronald on the sale of the debt to Reginald. Jack eventually settles his debt by paying £50,000 to Reginald. The satisfaction of the debt is the disposal of an asset by Reginald. As Reginald is not the original creditor, he is disposing of a purchased debt. Therefore, his gain of £5,000 is chargeable to CGT. A debt on a security is not treated in the same way as an ordinary debt for CGT purposes. There is no strict definition of a debt on a security. The legislation simply refers to loan stock or similar securities. Therefore, the definition has been largely shaped by case law. The well-known tax avoidance case of W.T. Ramsey Limited versus the Inland Revenue from 1981 centered around the definition of a debt on a security. In the Ramsey case, the taxpayer company entered into an elaborate tax avoidance scheme whereby it tried to convince the courts that a loan note did not fall within the definition of a debt on a security and would thereby avoid being taxed. The company failed as the courts found that the transaction was a fiscal nullity and the whole scheme had no commercial justification other than the avoidance of tax. However, it did force the courts to discuss the meaning of the term debt on a security. A debt on a security must be in the nature of an investment. The debt must carry a commercial rate of interest and normally carry a premium on early repayment to compensate the lender for a loss of future interest. In the absence of an early redemption penalty, the debt must exist for a sufficiently long period to provide a commercial return. The debt must be marketable and usually evidenced and documented in writing. The debt must be loan stock or a security of a similar nature and be issued by an institution, be it an independent commercial institution, a government, or a local authority. It is important to establish the existence of a debt on a security because such debts are chargeable assets for capital gains purposes. Chargeable gains or allowable losses will therefore arise on disposal. For example, loan stock issued by a company to its shareholders, which is marketable and carries a commercial rate of interest, will satisfy the definition of a debt on a security and will be a chargeable asset for CGT purposes. If a debt on a security satisfies the definition of a qualifying corporate bond, the asset will be exempt for CGT purposes. Essentially, a QCB is loan stock which is non-convertible and issued in sterling. Therefore, gilt-edged stock issued by the UK government, although being debts on securities, will not be chargeable assets as they are exempted under the QCB legislation. Finally, in this session, we shall look at the rules on loans to traders. Relief for losses on loans to traders is given by Section 253 of TCGA 1992. Relief is available if money is lent to a UK trader for use in his business and the loan is not a debt on a security. If the capital element of a loan to a UK trader becomes irrecoverable, the amount irrecoverable can be treated as a capital loss in the hands of the lender. Note that relief is only available for the capital element of the loan. No relief is available for any interest which cannot be recovered. The loss on the loan can be treated as a current year loss, either of the tax year in which the claim is made or of any of the two preceding years. Loss relief is also available to a person who guarantees a loan to a trader and who subsequently is required to make good his guarantee. Claims under Section 253 must be made within 4 years of the end of the tax year in which the loan became irrecoverable or in which a payment under a guarantee was made. There is one practice question to complete this session. Luke sold the print in January 2011 for £95,000. He had acquired an option to buy the print in December 2000 for £4,000. He exercised this option in March 2005 and purchased the print for £75,000. Luke's base cost is therefore £79,000, giving a gain of £16,000. This completes this session on options and other intangible assets.